And KVGC News Time is now 6 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for August 3rd, a Thursday, 2017. Jackson and Ione City fire units rolled to a reported structure fire on North Main Street yesterday afternoon. The first call went out about 4, and when firefighters arrived, they were quickly able to extinguish the fire. Crews had the incident contained by 4:30. Reports from the scene indicated there was minimal damage to the home and its contents. No estimate or damage or cause of yesterday's fire has been released.
Well, as we reported earlier this week, the investigation into the cause of the ranch fire that scorched over 140 acres in the Mount Occam area has been attributed to an accidental man-made fire. CAL FIRE Public Info Officer Bryce Bennett of the Amador El Dorado unit says it was a person grinding metal near dry grass. Bennett reminds us, approximately 95% of all wildfires in the state are caused by people. Whether it's ensuring a campfire or landscape debris burn of leaves and branches is completely extinguished, or keeping a vehicle well-maintained to prevent sparks, following just a few simple steps can help prevent wildfire. That's the basis of CAL FIRE's One Less Spark, One Less Fire campaign. Bennett reminds everyone to exercise extreme caution while operating any equipment near dry grass and to visit readyforwildfire.org for tips on safe equipment use. Remember the words of Smokey Bear. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Tuesday, Covered California announced that monthly premiums for California health insurance plans sold under the Affordable Care Act will rise by an average of 12.5% next year. About 10% of people enrolled through Covered California will also be forced to look for a new plan as Anthem Blue Cross plans to end the coverage in most of the state. State officials say Anthem will continue providing coverage only in Santa Clara County and parts of Northern California and the Central Valley. Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne counties fall within Region 1, which will continue to have coverage. The 12.5% average increase is slightly lower than last year, when premiums rose by more than 13%.
And the Amador County Chamber of Commerce has announced the 2017 Business Person of the Year Award. This year, the Business Person of the Year, Dan Barnett. Dan's career in Amador County began in 1964 when he became editor of the Amador Dispatch. He was able to purchase the paper a year later and owned and operated it until 1989. In 1973, he helped to start the Buy and Sell Press, and in 79, he worked to merge the Amador Dispatch with the Amador Ledger and Ione Press News. Dan also helped start the Scenic 88 Fun Times with Bob Branson and Larry Sonato in 1975 and owned the Fun Times from 75 until 1999. Dan was instrumental in getting the Argonaut football field up and running, and in 1993, the field was named after him. He was also a volunteer coach for youth football, little league, and high school football for more than 20 years. Dan is also very active in a number of local service groups and organizations. Join the Amador County Chamber of Commerce in congratulating Dan. Mark your calendar. Plan to attend the Business Person of the Year Award Thursday, November 9th, at the Jackson Rancheria Grand Oak Ballroom. Tickets may be purchased at the Chamber of Commerce office right here on Main Street, Jackson, or online at amadorchamber.com.
And the Volcano Theater Company will hold open auditions for A Charlie Brown Christmas by Charles Schultz. The show will be directed by Bob Dusdevich and will be performed at the Volcano Theater Company Cobblestone Theater. Five boys, five girls, and a Snoopy boy or girl ages 9 to 14 are needed. Some singing and dancing is also required. Auditions will take place at the Cobblestone Theater on Sunday the 20th at 2 o'clock and on Monday the 21st at 6:30. All are welcome. No experience is required. For more information, give Bob Dusdevich a call at 419-0744. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning, sponsored today by PG&E and by Mark Twain Medical Center. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.